This podcast has spoilers about the movie Transformers 3. If you have a problem with that because you haven't seen it yet, then you should go do something else because I really don't care. Welcome to the next episode of Mia the Lady Gamer, the segment about lady gamers and girls who like geekity things, attached to the second funniest podcast. This is a very special episode because we will be talking about Transformers. Okay. And I actually have two guests today. Yay! Okay. So, we have, first off, my usual cohort and lady in crime, the one, the only, the Jessica Wisman! Say hi, Jess!
Zepio.
And then, today's special guest, a fellow trans fan who is as geeky or even geekier than me. Her knowledge is, like, crazy up in there. I'm beginning to think that her knowledge of trans fanian things has surpassed mine. My fellow digital diva and trans fan femme, Tammy Martinez.
Hi, guys.
Woo! Okay, just an FYI, you guys, right now, if it sounds like I'm slurring, it's because I am. Because I woke up with a full-blown migraine, and I took some really good meds, and they are still on board. So I might be very giggly and or slurring, and or whatever. I'm also nauseous and my arms feel like gelatin. I think that's the word. Gelatin ladies?
Yes, ma'am. Gelatin.
Okay. Okay, awesome. So, first order of business. Random army dudes that are flying squirrels. Awesome.
You know, they actually, like, did that. That was for real. They got a bunch of cave jump, like, not cave jumping, canyon flyers.
Uh-huh.
And they basically said, jump off the buildings.
Oh, that was obviously real. At that point, I was like, dude, they're, like, totally jumping off that. Can I have one of those things, please?
Yeah, but these guys were, like, professionals. It was interesting. I was like, whoa, snaps. I thought they were just, I don't know what they were doing with it, but it was real.
But yeah, my overall review of the movie, when I saw the first half of it, I was like, oh dear God, it's Revenge of the Fallen all over again, kill it with fire, I wanted to leave the movie theater, and all of a sudden it punched me in the face with awesome! And then every 5 seconds I was like, whoa, what? What? Oh, Jess, I'm getting some reverb from your side.
I'm sorry?
I'm getting some reverb from your side, I think it's being recorded, I'm not sure, I'll have to... It might be fine. I don't know. Justin edits my podcasts when I send them to him, so it might get cut out, but I'm not sure.
Oh, that's okay. My dad is asking me how my interview went this morning, so...
Oh, okay.
And he's typing to me because he knows... he's not even here. I think he's talking to me on Google Talk from his Android.
Nice.
Hey. But, no, I meant reverb, as in I can hear myself from your thing.
Feedback, yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear you. I can, like, you're doubling out also, like, over here.
That's because I don't have a separate microphone, because my microphone is built into my laptop.
Okay.
And I don't have a USB mic.
Speaking of laptops, OMGs, he was so adorable, and his hair was smoking. Yes.
He was just random. He came out of nowhere. That's my thing. Okay, they don't explain where all these extra characters came from.
They didn't do that in G1 either, so I'm not. I don't have a problem with it.
We can't even talk about G1 in the terms of, you know, like, it made sense, because it didn't. But.
Oh, speaking of which,
I had something to say about them not explaining it.
Mm-hmm.
They actually kind of did. It wasn't straight up explaining it. But remember when they were, when they said they were exiling the Autobots?
Mm-hmm.
And they put them in the ship. They mentioned that ship
brought the second wave. But the thing is, all the rest of the second wave did not show up in the second movie. But then again, what the crap? Never mind. It's Michael Bay logic.
I don't know, because a bunch of
Bay logic is almost as bad as video game logic. Dang it.
Or SpongeBob logic. There's fire underwater, and there's a lake underwater. They drink water
in ocean underwater. So,
there's a squirrel with an underwater suit.
That's pretty hot.
I know. Sandy's.
But
awesome.
I love how something that makes that doesn't make sense at all is that how there's hundreds upon hundreds of Decepticons, and yet only 9 Autobots accounted for.
Well, the thing is, the Autobots decided to scatter, and the Decepticons didn't have anything better to do, so they decided to get together because they're a gangster like that.
Get together in what way?
You know what way I'm talking about. I don't even know.
The Decepticons were actually scattered all over the world. Remember, they got the pillars up, and they're like, oh, snaps. We're going to bring Cybertron to Earth. Wah.
Whoa, like, that's never been done before. Whoa. Michael Bay, you're so inventive. Oh, killing off Optimus Prime? That's never been done before.
I know, right? Except he actually won this time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the G1 movie, he died completely. Like, true. He lost.
True. Well, the thing is, truth be told, I actually haven't seen the G1 movie because I told myself I'm very OCD. And I have to see the first 2 seasons of G1 before I move to the movie, and then season 3.
I don't know, just know that he died. As did most of the Autobots in the movie.
I know, but I mean, like, if you're gonna kill Jazz, kill him off with everyone else like it was supposed to be done the first time. I mean, seriously. And speaking of killing the mob, Ironhide!
Oh, God.
Oh, Ironhide!
I was pissed off for the rest of the movie. Like, I was like, why? That is not Ironhide at all. Being killed off in the back, shot in the back, with cosmic rust.
I know.
That's not Ironhide at all.
Yeah.
And then Sentinel Prime was like, rape.
I think it was just unfortunate that he was close enough to Sentinel Prime that he didn't have time to react when he made I think what was one of the biggest shockers of the movie for most of the people around us, at least in the theater.
Your sentence, finish it.
Continue.
What did you want me to finish?
Sorry, I thought it sounded like you weren't done with your sentence.
No, I was like, it was like that he had said that, or like he was standing right there, right in front of Sentinel Prime. So when Sentinel Prime suddenly revealed he had switched sides, there wasn't really any time for Ironhide to react.
Well, considering that he was shot with cosmic rust, no matter how fast he would have reacted, he wouldn't have made it.
Yeah, I know.
That makes me sad. Oh, also, another character portrayal that really pissed me off. I was so looking forward to him being in there, and then I was disappointed. Shockwave.
He should have gotten more lines.
He didn't get any lines. All he was sitting there going...
like a freaking
centipede.
This mouth is, like, freaky.
But... Metal space penis, I need you to rape this building.
What?
That's what happened. That building got raped.
Yes, it did. I never thought of it that way.
The only thing that I'm like, man, that thing is just penetrating that building.
Oh my god.
And then I'm like, what is wrong with you, Michael Bay?
And then when, you know, Optimus Prime got caught up in the gosh, what is wrong with him, like, sometimes? Like, Optimus just pulls up. I don't know, he's just stupid some of the times. So he ran into cables and then he got stuck.
I know. Well, no, he didn't run into them, because, like, he had his, like, awesome Transformers animated, like, what's it called? Whatchamacallit? Jetpack, my bob, on it.
Well, at least that was consistent, because... Sorta.
Because
he had it in the previous movie.
Well, he's, for some reason, like, Michael Bay is like, okay, so this continuity, and that one over there. We're gonna, like, just grab some stuff and just toss it in there. Yeah.
Try to make it coherent and actually make sense. But that didn't work at all, but, hey, the man can do pretty wicked awesome explosions.
Yeah, that's pretty much all he can do.
Like, I think... Uh-huh, go ahead.
Because he's going to be doing a reboot of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles franchise, and I'm scared.
Oh, why?
Because all I know is that he's going to be, like, opening the microwave and, like, taking out a burrito. Here, Raphael's catch! And then it, like, explodes in midair or something. We don't even freaking know. God.
I don't know. Favorite parts of the movie?
I had something else to say. Also, about Shockwave.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons why I like him is that he is a Decepticon with class.
And who got defeated by a parachute.
What?
Who got defeated by a parachute.
Well, that's because he was more like animal than sophisticated bots. I was just... Oh, I think I know what happened behind that.
Yes. What happened?
They were trying to get Corey Burton to do the voice of Shockwave, but apparently he did not. He refused. The role, and I'm like, man, seriously, only you can do Shockwave properly. Man.
He was a lot. All you heard was grunts from him, but they were pretty freaking awesome grunts.
Sort of, since he just sound like...
They could ask you to do it.
Or something.
Anybody, they could have just picked anybody, but yeah. I'm missing something. I think it was epic how, you know, near the beginning of the movie, Optimus Prime was in his alt mode, and they're like, what's wrong with him? And he's like, he's not mad, he's just freaking pissed.
And I was sort of surprised at that. I'm like, Optimus Prime doesn't get pissed unless it's important. So I'm
and
like,
I think this would qualify as important.
Yeah, it would. But, oh my gosh, I was actually really surprised when he actually shot Sentinel in the head at the end.
Because,
like, the Prime I know would have said, you know what, you're a dick, get out. I'm done with you. Just
and
get out.
Sentinel was going to say something important. He was gonna say something, like, when, you know, he's like, he was trying to explain why he was doing this, but Optimus Prime is like, you know what, I'm just done with you, die, boom.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. I was like, if this angry is, Optimus is angry. That was kind of scary.
This is how we finally got a reaction from the mech.
True.
We actually got some raw emotion instead of, like...
I'm so awesome. These are my dudes.
And I'm the wise man of everything. But, you know what Peter should do? He should bring some of that to TFP.
Yes.
He should bring some emotion, because I was like, dude, you can actually hear that. He's angry, mad, like, reverent. You actually hear emotions in his voice in this movie. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I couldn't believe that when he was, like, in his alt mode and he was just sitting there, that the Iron Head was like, Prime, knock it off, smack. And I'm like, whoa, don't hit him while he's pissed. want to get a backhand? No.
Nah, the thing is that Prime is too controlled in any situation to ever lash out at one of his own.
Yeah, true. He wouldn't. He wouldn't have back. If he was really pissed, like he was at the end, he would have backhanded him. But no, at that point, he wasn't. He wasn't pissed enough to backhand Ironhide. Not that Ironhide didn't deserve it.
Yeah, you don't hit your Prime and expect to get away with it.
Exactly. And so just put him on.
Just so you guys know, the reason why I'm not speaking much this episode is because I'm not as knowledgeable about Transformers as these two. I'm just a fan.
It's okay. We can still get your opinions. Oh, speaking
of
which,
throwing opinions out when I think of them.
No worries, girl. Oh, by the way, the Spock references made me lol. I counted three. There was the blatantly obvious one at the beginning when... Oh, speaking of which, Tammy, did you catch the part at the beginning when Wheelie was on the couch? And he said, oh, I've seen this one before. This is the one where Spock goes crazy.
Yes, I did.
Foreshadowing.
For the win.
Yes, it was. I don't know. This movie was interesting. Like, the beginning, I hated because they tried to use actual footage and then make their own, and then Kennedy didn't look like Kennedy at all.
Dude, what is up with your nose?
No, it's like, it's probably the closest Kennedy that they could actually possibly get. I don't know, but they shouldn't have done that. They should have just used the footage that they had.
Well, the thing is, I think they did the best they could.
Yeah, but then, like, if you're like, I was sitting there, I'm like, is that Kennedy talking, or who is that? But
no,
it was Kennedy.
No, it wasn't. Like, well, in the alternate footage, do you remember Tron Evolution? Have you seen that one?
Evolution?
Yeah. Not Evolution, that's the game.
What does it say?
Legacy.
Is that the new one?
Yeah, the new one.
Yes, I have.
Okay. The thing is with Clue was played by another actor, and then his face, the face of Jeff Bridges was superimposed over the face of the actor using the power of CGI.
Yeah, I figured that.
So, what I'm guessing is that the same thing happened with, fake Kennedy, except it was done poorly.
It was done very poorly. If they wanted to do that, get the team that did, Clue's face.
Exactly.
Because it did not look like the man at all.
Exactly.
And then they tried to make, like, new scenes look like old scenes, and they did that poorly as well.
I thought it was pretty good. I liked the 60s clothing that all the extras were wearing. I liked that.
I didn't like it. It looked amateurish.
I thought it looked deliciously cheesy. But no. And then what else? I was going to say something else. Oh, yeah, okay, other Spock references. We got the one where he was, like, sitting on the couch, and that was the foreshadowing. And then there's the one where he was obviously, like, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. And I was sitting there expecting him to say, or the one, but he didn't. And I was kind of disappointed, but otherwise my mom and I were just like, lol!
That would have, if he had done that, that would have gone into, like, you know, copyright infringements and junk like that, so...
Not copyright infringement, because they are just mimicking other stuff. They already had the rights to use Star Trek crap in the movie anyways.
Oh, well.
And also, one of the lines that that B was saying to Sam as he was leaving was from an old, speech that Spock gave, where he was telling, you know, Captain Kirk that you will always and forever be my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and I cut that little bit that they used as fuck, and I cut it. Cut it.
You're proud of yourself, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Do you know what I'm mad about?
What are you mad about?
You both won't be surprised by this, but I'm mad Prowl wasn't in the movie.
Oh, good God.
Okay, well... You know the Ferrari? Dino, I think his name was? I didn't even catch his name.
Yeah.
The Ferrari, he was supposed to be Mirage.
I know, he was supposed to be Mirage, and Q was supposed to be Wheeljack. At this point, I'm kind of glad that they weren't, because there would have been outrage if Wheeljack was killed off.
Yes, but, oh my god, Q's death was very heartfelt.
I know, I loved that him!
I wish we got to know him better.
I know.
Shot him in the face, but...
Me and my sisters felt so bad for B watching him watch him die.
Mm-hmm.
And then
oh, I love the part where he's like, take these gadgets. They are great for kicking ass. Oh my goodness, who is calling the house? Are you kidding me? Oh goodness, just a second, I'll be right back. Just after these short messages. Yeah. What? Okay. Bye.
So.
Okay. Bye. Michael, feet on shoes! Okay.
Did you say feet on shoes?
Yes, feet on shoes.
Okay.
It's code in my family, don't worry about it.
Wheelie was surprisingly tolerable this time.
I know, but it was kind of weird hearing him swear, because it just made me think of, like, a gritty, aged, like, smoker voice SpongeBob.
Really?
Yes, and it was very strange.
I don't know, they were both hilarious, mm-hmm. Both him and Brains, especially when the ship went down. We're gonna die.
We gonna die.
You know what? I think the mini bots might have been my favorite characters.
And then
they're unaccounted for at the end of the movie. We're like, we just assume that they're dead. I don't know. Michael Bay went on a killing spree in this movie.
I know. Not just bots, humans too.
Oh God, yes. Like, you get a real sense of how freaking evil the Decepticons are in this one.
I know. Oh my goodness.
It was so dark.
I actually enjoyed that because I was waiting for it.
I felt like, oh my god, I hate the Decepticons. I don't know.
You're kind of supposed to.
Yes, I know, but still, there are some fans that still were like, yes, go Decepticons, kill the humans.
Well, that's because it's not real. If it were true, then they'd be like, oh my god, run away so they don't disintegrate me and leave my clothes laying everywhere, and oh my god, that's my skull.
They just go poof.
I know, okay. I was like, why are they, when they first started doing it, I'm like, why are they exploding into magazine pages?
Yeah, I'll
come back later.
Mia, honey, I love your descriptions of things. They just slay me.
The magazine thing, she's found that highly amusing.
Yes, they're clothes, not magazine pages. Good job, Mia. Well, they were shooting them at night, so.
Well, that works too, though. When you shoot a magazine page, it goes freaking everywhere. It
goes poof.
It goes poof.
Did you notice that? Like, but the clothes on the ground were, like, perfectly laid out, almost.
No, they were piled here and there. You know the thing that I thought that was weird? The clothes were clean. They weren't singed.
That's true. But the thing is that it wasn't fire or whatever. It wouldn't be singed. It was just, like, a high electronic pulse that just kind of recreated the binge effect.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like... Like a microwave gun.
Like an implosion that...
Ew.
It was an implosion that just kind of collapsed upon itself, so there was no blood or anything. But I'm surprised that we saw a skull.
Well, the thing is...
If that was the case.
Yeah, you'd figure that some of the other more important and larger bone masses would be, you know, lying around too, because I think I saw a couple spines.
And a pelvis, I think. I saw one.
Mm-hmm. Elvis, get your hips away from my pelvis. Anyways.
and various feet, like shoes. Like the bones sticking out of the shoe. So it was kind of weird.
Well, I know, because at first I was like, yeah, that would be okay, but no, there's lots of tiny, itty-bitty bones in feet.
Yes, all that... I'm not a medical student, so I don't care.
But, oh my gosh. Oh. Awesomeness alert. Laserbeak.
Oh my goodness. And he talked!
I know.
And he talked! Oh god, the Chinese guy.
The Chinese guy. Oh my goodness.
Freaking awesome. Just hilarious to the end.
You know, when he unzipped his pants, I thought he was gonna pee on him. To make it sound like they were like he was actually in there by himself or something because there was someone else in the bathroom. I thought he was gonna pee on him or something. And then he pulled the thing out of his pants and I'm like, what? Why?
Seriously, like, oh, why?
And then his boss is like, what?
Did anybody else think Sam's boss was kind of creepy?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
There are people that didn't think that Sam's boss was creepy?
I don't know. I'm just wondering.
Sam's boss was the epitome of creepy. And then, like, he was pissing off Bumblebee, and Bumblebee's like, must not shoot this little jerk! And then he's like, oh, it tickles! And I'm just like, seriously? You're an idiot. This guy can hold your head up. What?
Sam became more of a jerk in this one.
A little bit, but towards the end, he found himself.
Yeah, but it was a funny jerk. He was hilarious. Exactly. I was like, oh my god, he's so weird.
You know what? One of my favorite parts was when he showed up at the little base, and they were like, you don't know where you are, and he's like, you guys are crazy.
Well, the thing is, I don't think he was being a jerk. I think he was kind of putting on an act, because I think he knew that if he didn't, you know, make a scene and tell them about themselves, they weren't going to let him in.
Well,
I was talking about along
the movie, he was borderline.
No, I was talking, jerk. I'm talking more anyway about when Bumblebee came out, I was like, you're being so mean to
me. Well, he hadn't seen Bee in a long time, and then, you know how, it just made me think of like, boyfriend and girlfriends, like, you never call me anymore, I never see you. He was just being the emotional woman.
It was hilarious, because he looked like he was gonna backhand all those soldiers.
He's just like, get away from my little human, he's mine, not yours, mine.
Come on, punk.
And then... oh my gosh, yeah, I almost started crying when they were about to, like, shoot V in the head, and I'm like, no! Also, Soundwave, awesome.
Huh?
Soundwave, awesome.
Yeah. Okay, who was the Mercedes? I keep on forgetting who that was.
The Mercedes was Soundwave.
So he was a satellite and a car.
Well, here's one thing about that kind of annoys me. Okay, so he was able to trans-scan another form and move into it. Cool beans. My mom said that one of the reasons why they killed off Ironhide is because his car model was discontinued, the GMC Topkick.
What?
Yeah, it was discontinued a while back. And okay, so...
reason to kill off a main character.
Exactly. And so why can't he just trans-scan another model and move into that? Hello?
Oh, I don't know. Michael Bay's an idiot. And plus, he's like, I'm not going to make another movie anyway. So...
exactly. Whereas the ending of this was like, okay, how's Earth going to rebuild after this? This is going to be really cool. Nope, I'm done.
It's like, no more. No more. Not at all.
That makes me sad. Ugh.
I was like, it's weird how I can't get, like, actual...
what?
I'm trying to look for images.
Tammy will tell you after the movie, I was just like, this is... I was like, how many times do you have to freaking kill Megatron for him to be dead?
A lot. This is Megatron we're talking about. It also has to be how many times you have to kill Optimus before he's dead. He's been killed throughout the entire franchise, like, 72 or 73 times.
Most likely. And almost every new franchise that they've made of Transformers, he has died at least once.
Exactly.
Except for possibly Armada and Cybertron.
Really?
Yeah, I've not heard of reported deaths
I found out that I've only watched up to, like, episode 9 of Transformers Prime, and I need to, like, catch up on my episodes. Has he died yet?
He was close to dying. I'm not sure if he did or not. Uh-huh. I think B saved him before he was able to you know, kick uh-huh. the bucket again.
So he's... Okay, I think, like, Prime's, like, near deaths are immeasurable.
What now?
Prime's near death. You can't measure how many of near deaths he's had.
No, you can't. You can't. You really can't.
Oh my goodness! And in the theater, this one girl tried to tell me that that RC was Optimus Prime's woman, and I'm like, what?
You don't know what you're talking about, woman.
Obviously, Alita One is his woman. My goodness, they're both pink, but they have very different personalities, hon. Just. Walk away from the idiocy. Anyways, also, I spotted a couple of things that I thought were kind of cool. Okay, remember when the Autobots landed on the moon to go grab Sentinel?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, that was actually what happened in TF Prime when Prime was infected. I don't even remember what it was.
Shut up. Stop spoiling it. Stop. Shut
I'm
up.
Sorry, stop. But it's happened.
You don't need to tell me any more details, Josh. I will find
Mia,
out.
Yeah, since when do you avoid spoilers?
I actually, I haven't seen a bunch of episodes, so I've actually been avoiding spoilers for this show. Yes.
Before? Oh my gosh.
I know. When I really like something, I actually avoid spoilers.
This one, okay, we're talking about a woman here who I have to convince not to tell me spoilers for things.
Okay, you know what? Hush, okay?
No, I'm not gonna hush. You scared me.
I know.
You know what's interesting?
I wasn't done talking.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Topic, okay.
Bah.
And then, okay, so when they were on the moon, I saw... Oh, God, I don't remember his G1 name. It was his little buddy that came out of his trailer. You saw him in the first few episodes. He doesn't show up a lot later on.
Prime?
Yeah, it comes out of, like, Prime's little trailer, and it's, like, this little rolly-bob thing. And that was one of the things that was rolling across the surface of the moon. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's the little dude from G1. Hi!
That's hilarious.
And
Go ahead.
And then also later on, when he lost his trailer, I laughed.
I'm like, pissed. He's like, my trailer, I need it back.
I'm like, Prime, you are always losing your trailer. Dear God, man. Keep a hold of that.
I saw when he got it back.
He never did.
He did.
He had to have gotten it back. He said his little sky jetpack, whatever, was...
Oh, okay. I was wondering where that jetpack thing came from.
I think that was the point. They didn't want us to see it because they wanted us to be surprised when he finally popped back in.
Okay. I love how the trailer just transformed into, like, that little, munitions center.
When I first saw it, I was like, Space Bridge!
Yeah, I was like, oh, OMG, Space Bridge? And then it was like, and then it held weapons. I'm like, oh, not as cool, but I guess that's okay.
That's
kind of legit.
Still, that's pretty,
that's
awesome.
Also,
continue. I'm looking on IMDb.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, and apparently Q is Wheeljack. They just gave him a different name.
Unless Q is now his nickname, I'm not going to...
Where in the world did they get that from? See, look, okay, look, they got Roadbuster, Amp, Leadfoot, Target, and Igor? I don't even know where that came from.
Oh, I know who Igor is. Igor's that one retarded protoform that was like...
Oh, God, that was freaky.
I was surprised in the movie how small a... part Optimus played in the final battle.
What?
I was kind of
mad. What are you talking about? He was all over the place.
He was all... The thing is, just because he wasn't on the...
You know what I was really disappointed about? That he got caught up in those wires and he was just hanging there. He was like...
Yeah, I love that they brought in the Wreckers.
I know,
but I was like... I mean, he got stuck there for like an hour and he had to stay there until they found him.
It was hilarious.
It was funny, because Optimus was just like, oh, crap.
Well, the thing is, Optimus was all over the place. He was doing so much during that final battle. It was like, just because he wasn't on screen doesn't mean he wasn't doing anything.
He obviously was. He was trying to get to the main place, but it was hilarious. But back to the list. All those Autobots that I named, those are obviously, I don't know if they're like 9 or anything, but what happened to everybody else? Like Jolt and
they were product placement, and they got rid of them.
Oh, I hate that. I hate it.
I know. And, oh, also, here's a little... There's this continuity thing that almost made me want to get up and walk out of the theater. It just angered me so much. Okay, he's like, okay, so we're going to bring back Sentinel Prime. And he opened up his chest, and I'm like, whoa, why is he opening up his chest? The only thing that are in there are the things that Autobots use to reproduce. I don't want to know. And then all of a sudden, the Matrix of Power came out, and I'm like, what? And then they said, the Matrix of Power, of Leadership, or whatever, is the only thing that is able to bring a Cybertronian back to life. And I'm like, but what about the AllSpark? What?
They completely, like... ignored the concept of the AllSpark. They didn't even mention it.
But the AllSpark was destroyed. Maybe it was something that could, and it didn't really.
The AllSpark didn't exist anymore.
The AllSpark kind of can't bring things back to life if it doesn't exist anymore.
But they made it okay. They made it so dire that they didn't have the AllSpark. They're like, oh my god, we're gonna die out
because and the AllSpark also brought Megatron back in the second one.
A fragment, and I'm pretty sure where did those fragments go? And since when did they never said anything in the second movie about the leadership of Matrix having that type of power?
Exactly. I mean, like it does have that power. But
I thought that was what brought Prime back in the second movie.
Oh yeah, I forgot, but I don't know. I've been trying to forget a lot of stuff about the second movie.
I'm just saying it was said. In fact, it was done in the second movie. So,
but the thing is,
it's not like it just came out of nowhere, you know.
The thing is, it's just that it's kind of frustrating because, okay, is the AllSpark supposed to do that? Or is the Matrix of Leadership supposed to do that? Also, AllSpark fragments, they can be gathered up and put back together.
What if there's not enough?
What do you mean there's not enough? If you find all the fragments, they will come back together and they will recreate the AllSpark. That's always how it works.
Yes, but there were.
They didn't
there
do
was
that.
One. There, but there was only one fragment left. Remember, Sam?
That was the only fragment they could find.
No, but the rest of the thing freaking melted in Megatron's chest.
No, that's never mind, Jess. Just never mind.
It did. It kind of imploded in his chest. It really did. But what they found was this fragments. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that Bay made it to where you can't get the AllSpark anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, how the AllSpark is supposed to work is that when it does go explode, it fragments. It doesn't melt, it fragments. And then the fragments fly everywhere, and you gotta find them. Hide and go seek, haystack and a needle.
It's kind of like the Chaos Emeralds.
Exactly.
So it's like, I got all of them. I'm just going to throw them to the wind.
Exactly. No,
but listen, if there was any way that could have happened, do you really think Optimus Prime would have let them completely Optimus Prime was trying to destroy the AllSpark.
No, he wasn't.
No, yeah, in the first one he was like, okay, if you guys, if this gets in Megatron's hands, bad stuff is gonna happen.
Yes, that was his backup plan.
He
was like, if there's no other way, destroy it. But that was not his goal.
He said fusing it with the spark in an Autobot's chest would destroy it, not just explode it. It would completely destroy it.
Then how do you explain the fragments?
But that was a fragment that didn't make it into Megatron's chest.
Jess, there's one thing that we can use to end this argument, this debate. It's called Michael Bay.
Yes, Michael Bay's crazy.
Consistency is not his priority.
No, it isn't.
Explosions are.
Exactly. And so...
What's wrong with explosions, man? I'm just kidding.
But the thing is, because of him, the story of the Allspark does not work properly. It's supposed to fragment and fly all over the world. And blah, 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 blah. And if they find pieces of it, they can get more pieces and then put it back together.
I don't think they can totally put it back together anymore, but that's...
Not anymore.
That's what I was saying.
They could have once, but not anymore.
No, not anymore.
Especially... I mean, because the Allspark is sort of like the Master Emerald.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, it just depends on where the pieces go and how small they are. But I would have loved if Starscream pulled his, you know, it would be so awesome. Starscream did pull his TFA and then get Allspark fragment and be all like, I'm still alive! I can see again!
When I saw Starscream's death, I immediately thought of you.
I know, I was like,
She did. She leaned forward. She was sitting in the row behind me and she leans forward and she goes, Mia's gonna hate this.
I know. I read a report like before I saw the movie that like, yeah, Starscream gets killed off. I'm like, really?
But I thought it was humorous. I loved his death. I thought it was hilarious.
I know. I thought it was hysterical.
Speaking of hysterical, Tammy, I just need to let you know Mia thought what you said about Sentinel Prime was awesome.
Shall we say it on the air?
Oh, good God, dog. You know, the other day he was trying to...
Mia, should we say it on the air?
Why not? I already said that other thing that, that Wheeljack /Q said, so go ahead.
Okay.
But, once I saw, once the whole movie was over and everything, and I was, like, just sitting there basking in the epicness that was the final half of the movie, I was like... And no matter what continuation of Transformers... The same rule stands for Sentinel Prime. Once a douche, always a douche.
Exactly. But the thing is, like, in the original, he was a fatherly figure. He wasn't...
Nobody ever remembers the original one. Everybody associates him to being the big aft that we all love to hate.
Exactly. And I'm just like, dude, what? Oh, you know what I loved about Sentinel Prime? And every time I stared at his face, I could not stop staring at him. His little like braided beards.
I know, me too.
His design was one of the most creative that I've seen.
Oh, and intricate. I absolutely loved it. I was like, oh my gosh, if he had a sparkling in his arms, it would like be reaching up and like tugging on it. Seriously. Did you see like little baby Optimus Prime tugging on his beard?
I'm pretty sure that was true. What was that?
That was me saying it would be so cute.
She was having a squeak.
Oh, God. I thought that was, like, someone's phone going off.
No. I was having a moment of squeak.
Squeak!
Yay! Yes, Megatron was a disappointment.
Actually...
I laughed at it so hard.
I wasn't disappointed with Megatron, because half his head was missing.
Yeah, no, but, like, oh, well, he was such a, you know, a bad A, the whole, all of the previous two movies, that suddenly seeing him degraded to this point, to be egged on by a little puny human,
and pushed off the building.
Point, though.
The part where he blew up Lincoln and was like, my chair.
Yeah, I'm just gonna sit here and nobody's gonna tell me otherwise. Yeah. And then Starscream retained his sniveling coward.
Yes, and his awesome, like, G1 annoyingness. That is like, I love it when you run on your little insect legs. And I'm like, yes, I love you, Starscream. You know what else? I really, really, really wish that that Megatron did call Carly a fleshling. That would have made me so happy. If he had called Carly a fleshling, I could have just died right there.
I think we all thought that he was going to, like, squish her at that point, but he realized that she had a point.
Yeah. It's like, hey, Sentinel Prime gets to be on top. What you going to do about it?
Dude, I give Rosie whatever her last name is. What's her last name?
Huntington Whiteley.
Yes, her. I give her major props. I like her even better than Megan Fox.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of upset that she was a bit more bimbo than I would have wanted, but
Look at her.
She is an underwear model.
She's a Victoria's Secret model. What do you expect from her? But she acted incredibly well.
I know, and she was. I'd have to say she was a lot more intelligent than Michaela as a character.
Oh yes.
And the fact that she was working at the British Embassy, pretty cool. Still would have liked her to be a scientist like she was in the original one, but whatevs.
Well, we got Carly.
We got Carly, so
I think that's a win-win situation from there. So I applaud Michael Bay for changing Megan Fox out for Rosie.
Because he was supposed to be with Carly to begin with.
Yeah, I think though the big reason that he did had to do with Megan Fox just being rar.
He called.
She's like, I don't need you, you know.
No, apparently, I heard on a radio station that apparently the reason why Megan Fox was fired was because she called Michael Bay and Hitler.
Yes.
And she also called him an idiot and other various things. And she says that she quit. He says that he fired her. I don't care. I'm just glad she's gone.
I don't know. Spielberg heard that comment, and I'm not sure if he's Jew. I don't know why he took it so personally. But he told Michael Bay, this is what the radio station said, that he told Michael Bay to fire her because of her comments.
Well, less skankity skank.
And apparently she...
I totally agree with you guys. All I'm saying is I think that's the big reason why he had to change her out for Carly.
Well, of course. But so, I'm just glad Carly's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty freaking sweet.
Dino, lame name for an Autobot, but he was an awesome character.
He sounds like a friggin' dog. Like the Flintstones dog.
And because he was a Ferrari, he had an Italian accent. Ha ha ha, that's so funny.
I didn't even notice the Italian accent. I'm like, he just sounds weird. But, I liked him. Apparently, Michael Bay did too to give him so many lines.
I know, and then...
More lines than Ironhide and Ratchet put together.
I know. Ironhide's line where...
What happened to Ratchet?
He disappeared after they went to the moon.
No. At my sister, when she saw Ratchet, she looks over at me, she goes, well, since when is he green?
He got a paint job.
Yeah, he got a paint job. No. It was... They advertised it, and it's a horrible color.
I know.
It looks like puke, but
you either leave him at his weird yellow color or make him go back to his red and white color scheme like he was originally supposed to be.
But they're like, no, we want it green. Why? I don't know, because you don't have red alert or first aid.
They got rid of skids. Like they had to have someone be green.
Oh, why? Just make, I don't know. And then, okay, the two NASCAR cars. Who are they?
I thought those were the Wreckers.
No, because the Wreckers were on the spaceship's loading dock the whole time. That's what Epp said.
I know, and then they came in and helped fight. Those guys were the Wreckers.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, they were. The annoying ones. We don't let them leave the base because they're a-holes. And I love how they're just like arguing.
I love their accent.
It's like, do your job! And then he's like, I'm sorry, I'm doing the best I can. Don't worry, but don't listen to him. And I'm like, that's And then Dutch. I love Dutch.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, that was the old me. I'm so sorry.
It's like, whoa, gay guy is like Secret Service almost. Like, assassin class. It was amazing.
Funny thing is, in real life, he's straight. But he had the ugliest jackets. Oh my goodness.
The first one we see him in, floral.
I'm like, ew? Ew?
Okay, you guys know, Abby, my sister, turned to me during the movie, and she goes, oh my god, the Decepticons' rainbow ship is Ferris.
Is like, Ferris?
I was like, Abby, you have no idea how much I love you right now.
Just the awesomeness encompassing.
I didn't even notice the rainbow thing until she had pointed it out, and then I was like, oh my god, it was.
Well, the thing is, I didn't think it was rainbow. I thought it looked like an oily puddle on the side. It looked like asphalt.
Which looks like a rainbow.
Well, not like a complete rainbow. It only has, like, green and pink.
It had this mostly. Kind of sparkly effect, dude.
Exactly. It's like,
so it was like,
this is Skepticons, we're sparkly.
Fierce.
Fine, fresh, fierce, we've got it on lock. Yeah!
Oh my god.
Six fire flames.
They're California girls.
Yes. Okay, thoughts on Sam beating the crap out of his car.
That soon!
Oh my god.
Like, woo!
He was just like, kick, 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 and I could not stop laughing.
It was hilarious. I was like, how long can he go? He only stopped it when, what was his name? Carly's boss stopped him.
You can do that for a long time, though, when you're really freaking mad, especially.
That's hilarious.
I know.
I was like, Sam, I love you.
I think the character's name was, Dick McStupidface.
It's like, dude, are you kidding? Why? But Patrick Dempsey. He played as his name was Dylan in the movie.
Oh, I thought it was Dick McTrader, but nah. Whatever. Same thing. Love.
I'm like, really? You're like this close to beating the Decepticons, and you still side with them?
I know, and he's like, he's just like, I'm gonna fight you, Sam. Oh, reach around, slap. Oh, I hit the thing. Sorry about that. And then Sam's like, you know what? It's okay. I've got this giant pipe right here with some concrete on it.
Smash your face in.
It's all right. You don't need it.
I'll be right back. I hear somebody calling me from downstairs. All right.
I always feel that somebody's calling me, and I can't record the podcast. Oh, yeah. But oh my goodness, you know, the thing that I was kind of disappointed in is that like the soundtrack of like the past two movies were like big and orchestral and in your face, and this one not as much
because they changed the recording studio, the musical producer.
No, like I know the composer was the same though.
Was it really?
Yeah, Steve Jablonski. I saw his name in the credits.
Huh. I don't know.
Maybe he's losing.
What do you think of Iridescent by Linkin Park, the song?
Oh, I wasn't paying attention to it.
Well, it was a song that they were playing while they were driving into the city.
Dude, I was just sitting there with my mouth open and going, oh my god, what? I honestly don't remember. I really don't.
It was surprisingly soft. That's all I'm going to say about it. I was like, ooh.
I know. I think that's the only thing I could really remember about that song. I'm like, it's so soft and sad because the Decepticons are taking over the world. It's sad.
I don't know. I liked it. It was a different setting. It was a different feel to the whole, you know, like, not like, I'm emo.
I know. I've become so numb, I can't feel you there. Anyways.
Not a Transformers song.
But it's a Linkin Park song.
It is. But
I actually do like that song for some stupid reason.
Yes, and have you ever heard Faint by them?
I don't think I have.
It's really good. I like it. But, Linkin Park is generally over, like, they're generally awesome. They really are.
That was weird. Are you back, Jess? Guess not. Okay, continue.
Silence on the other side of the conversation. I was going to mention something, but I completely forgot.
I'm guessing it had something to do with Transformers.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You're a genius.
Yes, I am. I am a genius in France.
Sideswipe is just staring at me.
Speaking of which, I really wish Dino could have been,
Sunny?
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
Because, like, aren't they both, like, Italian? I don't,
No, because, Sideswipe is a Corvette, and that's American-made.
I know, but I mean, like, their original models. I'm pretty sure they were both originally Italian models. They were,
Lamborghinis.
Lamborghinis, exactly. The Lambros.
Yes, the Lambros, which was freaking awesome. And I want toys of them, but they're freaking hard to find because they're just ridiculously popular.
Exactly.
Hey, guys, sorry.
Hello.
You know, dinner's ready, and I'm like, I can eat in 5 minutes when we're done with this.
Exactly. Speaking of which, we're only going to have about 5 more minutes. Our phone call is at the 59-minute mark, so 5 more minutes at the most.
Oh, right.
Alrighty. Yeah.
So, that was pretty fast. Cool.
Oh, God, I was going to say something, and I kept on putting it off, and I keep on forgetting what I was going to say.
Transformers, talk about it.
I can't remember. Dang it.
Well, if you remember, let us know.
Yeah, I might add it on to the podcast later or something.
All right. Okay, what else can we talk about?
Transformers?
Within the movie, what can we talk about?
Overall. Which movie was your favorite?
Oh, goodness. I've already sort of cut Revenge of the Fallen out of my mind as not
existing. Yeah, same here. Existing. Revenge of the Fallen
Suck. Okay, so basically in my mind it goes Transformers and then Dark of the Moon. Dark of the Moon is the official sequel.
And Michael Bay should just forget that.
They need to give the series to J.J. Abrams.
To who?
J.J. Abrams, the director. He did the Star Trek movie.
Yes, they should. That Michael Bay should just calm down.
Yeah, just give it to J.J. Abrams and walk away, because he could do it properly.
I remember what I was going to say about Starscream's death. I thought I think we already talked about this, but there was a certain aspect that I found quite hilarious. Like, when, you know, when Sam was dangling from his eye because of the grapple hook thing?
Mm-hmm.
And he was practically blinded.
Uh-huh.
And he was screaming in pain, and then he suddenly shoots, like, Sam through the window. And then he pulls him back out, and then he's not in pain anymore. He's just like, gonna be like, I'm gonna kick you!
And then I love how Lennox is, like, holding on to him. Like,
I'm like, how are they still alive? I'm pretty sure they've hit the building twice, like, several times. And they've hit Starscream several times. I'm like, you should be dead, or your hand should be, like, completely broken at this point.
I know. Okay? I'm like, okay, just cut the line already! Cut the line! And then...
Okay, speaking of them, like, screaming as that's going on... I thought it was hysterical when, Sam was...
The three huge SUVs were coming after,
Yes, and they were... And Bumblebee had to...
Was, like, launch!
And Sam was, like, flying, and then Bumblebee grabbed him and transformed again, and Sam was like,
Exactly, because that's one of the things that Transformers are not supposed to do. Transform when there's a human involved and switch between forms unless they know what they're doing.
And obviously Bumblebee knew what he was doing, or he was just hoping that he didn't kill Sam.
You know what? Since Bumblebee is technically Sam's guardian, I'm pretty sure Bumblebee knew what he was doing.
Hey, Jess, do you know how to arrange your body parts so that you don't hurt people?
I don't, but I'm not a bodyguard.
He's never had to do it before.
Exactly, that's my point. That's the first time that he did it.
And he couldn't,
How do you know?
He and then
I'll transform around him.
How do you know that's the first time he did it? As a bodyguard, don't you think maybe he
first of all, he hasn't been with Sam the whole... He hadn't been with Sam since the second movie, remember?
Yeah.
And no, in the first two movies, he's never done it before.
Yes, but there was time between those movies.
Oh, hey, Sam, can you come over so we can do some training so that I can, you know, like, drive and then launch you forward and then transform around you?
And hope you don't, like, get crushed in my ears.
They would not have needed to use a human to do it.
Why in the world would you do that?
But the thing is...
Knowing that he's going to be a bodyguard and have to protect Sam, what if that happened?
Like, well, it wouldn't have been during the time of the first movies. It would have had to happen that time, but...
I'm sorry, I doubt that's something that Autobots train for.
Yeah, I don't think that's very high on the priority list.
I think we just need to agree to disagree on this.
Okay, cool. Also, one thing at the beginning, oh my goodness, I almost started bawling. Because, they were talking about how he was talking to that one guy in the Ukraine... Lennox was talking to that one guy in the Ukraine in that building, and all of a sudden it switched to Laserbeak in some kid's yard, and he's talking to some blonde little girl. I almost started crying. I'm like, oh my god, it's Annabelle. Lennox, get your butt over there. He's gonna kill your daughter. and then it turned out to be some traitor, and then they killed the traitor instead of the kid.
Dude, that was creepy.
I know.
Creepy, like. He pretended to be a sparkling.
Sparkling. Well, not a sparkling, but like a protoform that looked like Bumblebee.
Sorta. And, reminds me. Like, Shockwave and Bumblebee are the only ones without a humanoid face. Have you noticed that?
No, Bumblebee has a humanoid face.
No, he does not.
Yeah, he does.
Look at his face and compare it to Sentinel Primes and Optimuses. That is not a humanoid face.
His face is round and pudgy. It's cute.
But he doesn't have the mouth, the nose.
Well, he doesn't need a mouth because his vocal cords got severed in battle. So I guess he just sort of put like a little stopper up on there because like, I don't need lips anymore. Oh, that sucks.
You know what's weird? I didn't understand why Sam just grabbed his face.
Hey.
He's rubbing his face. He's just being like, yeah, he can't, like, reach over and pat him on the back.
Mia?
But grab his face.
Mia?
What?
It's been 5 minutes.
Oh, crap. Well, I guess we're going to have to stop.
We probably better end this thing before Kevin and Justin get mad at us for taking up all their bandwidth.
Okay, one more time. Speaking of which, Kevin has a Soundwave action figure.
And he's... What?
Yes, he is a huge Transformers fan. I put a thing up on about Transformers, and guess what he posted?
What did he post?
He posted the Universal Universe greeting. And I was like,
Before we go, I have to tell you, it's along the same lines. Tammy and I, when we went and saw it at the theater, there was this person there wearing a Transformers mask.
It was Optimus Prime, to be exact.
Nice.
I didn't see the whole thing. I only saw it from the side.
There were so many teens in there wearing Transformers shirts, and I was so upset because I was in there wearing, like, practically... I was wearing, like, a comfy tracksuit-ish-like thing that I use as pajamas. Because I knew that...
Nice Mickey Mouse shirt, so don't worry.
Because as soon as I got home, I knew I was going to be, like, jumping in the bedtime.
Tammy was telling me she felt so bad because she wore her Transformers shirt to see another movie earlier, and she hadn't thought about it and watched it before. So she
I went to go see Super 8.
Oh, was it good?
It's been done before, but the kids add a new twist to it, so I think it was pretty good.
Okay, anyways, right. It's like almost like a minute, an hour 10, so... This is thank you for listening to our Transformers edition of Mia the Lady Gamer. This is Mia and
Jess
and Tammy. Yay!
Yay! Saying okay, bye.